Kroger, the Golden Ogre.
How can I get to the city of the Black Ogres? Asked Kroger.
Off the Purple Mountains. Nobody knows the way,
growled Boga.
Well, I'll come with you,
said his father.
We'll find the way somehow.
Boga began talking angrily to himself.
Shall I help them? Shan't I? Shall I? Shan't I? All right. I'll tell them. There is a way. Come to my house first.
Boga's house looked like a huge horned head. Inside, red and green candles lit the dark. Lumps of crystal, bottles of pickled dragon, skeletons, stuffed monsters, jars filled with teeth and eyes, and animals moving in cages all flickered in the light.
Need a bit of help, growled Boga. These swords, made hard and sharp by the blood of a red dragon. And this...
Boga picked up a cage. Inside, a small white thing was whining and scrambling backwards and forwards. It had 6 feet, but instead of arms, tentacles with suckers on the end. And a head with one eye and a stinging horn.
Eek!
Cried Groger's father. But Groger felt sorry for the thing in the tiny cage.
Guess what it is,
growled Boga in the gloom. Mumbled Groger's father. Is it one of those slurms you told me about? Asked Groger.
Yup. Small, isn't it? Just a baby. Know how I got it? Stole it from its mother when slurms attacked. Past the mountains, don't know the way. Slurm knows. It'll run home to its mother.
Boga made a strange-smelling red ogre stew. Little green and red flames danced on the top.
Eat for strength, then go,
he grunted. Afterwards, they all set off. It was late afternoon. Storm clouds of the day had all gone by the time they reached the steep and crumbling path that led up and through the Purple Mountains. Only blue dragons and giant three-headed birds lived there. After 3 days, they came to the end of the mountains. Beyond was what seemed to be a flat blue plain. The plain was really a kind of thick blue treacle where strange fishy creatures hid. But there were hidden ways across.
Let the slurm find the way,
said Boga, opening the cage. Groger had been trying to make friends with the slurm, but had been bitten and stung by it. Yet now, when the cage was opened, it wanted to stay with him. Boga gave it a kick.
Move, slurm! Run to mummy!
The slurm did not move. Boga growled.
Not hard enough, eh? Then try this!
Stop!
Groger shouted. Stop! And picking up the slurm, he whispered to it gently. He put it down, and for a moment, it did not move. Then it ran into the blue plain. Groger, Boga, and Groger's father followed the slurm along zigzagging pathways into the thick black mist. Slowly, the blue treacly plain changed to black shiny rock. On the 7th day of their journey, they heard a far-off roaring and bellowing. They looked at each other in fear. The further they went, the louder it grew. Suddenly, they emerged from the mist. Before them, a vast cliff plunged deep downwards into a fiery, bubbling river of red, where monsters moved, spurting red and yellow foam and flame, roaring and bellowing at each other. Across the river, on black, sharp, shiny rocks, rose a city of night-black towers, jammed together, twisted, leaning, bent, and joined by hundreds of bridges with, here and there, strange red floating globes. The highest of all were 3 thick spiral towers that disappeared upwards into black, stormy clouds. The ogres were too astonished to speak. There seemed to be no way into the city, no bridges or pathways, only the surging river of flame. Groger's father finally spoke.
Maybe those black ogres only fly in.
They do. We can't, said Bogan. Come on, back home.
Groger bent down and stroked the slurm's sting. It led him by one of its tentacles to the very edge of the cliff. Stopped, let go, and jumped.
Whoa! It's killed itself,
shouted Groger's father. Then Groger jumped too. Groger's father ran to the cliff edge in terror. Far below, Groger and the Slurm were floating on the flaming foam which heaved and broke in huge waves.
They're still alive! They're not burning! They're not drowning!
Can't be,
growled Groger. And then Groger's father jumped too.
Monsters will get you!
Shouted Groger. It seemed to be true. A monster with a gigantic, gaping mouth and fat, dripping lips plunged down on all three.
It swallowed him,
cried Groger. He felt ill, unhappy, terrible. The monster burst upwards, roaring from the waves, spurting a flaming cloud of red bubbles towards the city. In three of the bubbles were Groger, his father, and the Slurm. They vanished among the dark towers.
Funny way to travel,
he thought. And instead of growling, Boga smiled.
Shall I jump? Shan't I? Shall I? Shan't I? All right, all right, all right!
Boga jumped. Landing in the red flame and foam was like getting into a warm, soft feather bed at night after a long, long day. Then the foaming red rushed like a waterfall down the throat of a bellowing monster. When the beast was full, it spurted out foam and bubbles. And there was Boga in a bubble, floating towards the city and his three faithful friends.